Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Cub Stadium here in the beautiful city of Brenham, Texas, where it is Brenham Cup football tonight. Cubs taking on the Rudder Rangers in an important district 17 or in important district matchup between the two teams. Cubs come in this one 5-1 overall on the season, 1-0 in district after last week's trouncing of Waco High School 55-0. And for the Rudder Rangers, they're coming off a victory as well last week. And they're 6-0 to start their season, and a completely different look for Rudder as they've gotten some move-ins. And one particular is that's their quarterback, Javon Jesse, who played for the last couple of seasons, been the starting quarterback for the Navasota Rattlers and now running the offense for the Rudder Rangers. And it's really helped with their passing attack and makes them a dual threat offense. So it should be something for the Cubs to look forward to tonight. It's a big crowd expected here this evening. Double special night tonight. We've got not only is it Hall of Honor night, where we'll be recognizing this year's 25th class of the Brenham Cup Football Hall of Honor, but also it is Pink Out night tonight. And we've got several folks here dressed out in pink in honor, of course, of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so if you're still trying to figure out something to wear to the game tonight, if you're on your way here, get yourself something pink. You'll fit right in, whether it be green or whether it be pink. You'll fit right in on the home side of the stands here. And we are getting set for this one. We've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear some more from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click Open an Account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium, getting ready for tonight's game between the Cubs and the Rudder Rangers. And let's send you down to the field. And Tommy Lanky standing by with Coach Danny Young.
Today, well, you get an interview, Danny.
Coach, what an evening.
A little chill in the air. What a fall night for football.
Oh, yeah, it's finally good to get away from that heat we've been feeling. Get a little cool air. Sun will set. It'll be really nice out. Great football game against two really good teams. You know, they come in undefeated on the season and undefeated in the district. And, you know, what else could you ask for?
What can you tell us about Rutter?
Very athletic. You know, they got a lot of really good skilled kids. They run around on defense, put a lot of pressure on you. You know, they just, you know, it's the same kids. You know, he's got a really good senior group that's been there for a while. And, you know, it seems like since I've been here, we've seen those same group of core group of skill guys there. And so, you know, it's going to be a battle. And, you know, they're a really good football team. And, man, great atmosphere, great night. Looking forward to it.
Okay, another Hall of Honor luncheon. What do you think?
Oh, it's special. It's something different. You know, I've never been anywhere that did it like this. And, you know, I took our four captains today, and they just couldn't talk enough about how special it was and just being around those guys that they want to be like, that were them one day, and one day they'd like to be, you know, in the Hall of Honor. And so, you know, that was pretty special.
It was a great experience. Let's get our second district win this season.
Absolutely. Go Cubs.
Good luck.
Thanks, sir.
All right, that was Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs. We'll take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at wctractor.com.
All right. As we come back here tonight, Duck Brown and Tommy Langer with you from Cubs Stadium in Brenham. And it is the Brenham Cubs and the Rutter Rangers. And as we were talking about, important game for both these two teams tonight. They want to stay at the head of the pack in district. Both teams 1-0 in district. Cubs 5-1 overall. Rutter 6-0. And makes for, at least on paper, a pretty good matchup.
No doubt about it, Doug. You know, we were concerned about other teams, you know, within the district. And you know, all of a sudden, you know, here the sleepers men, the Rutter Rangers,
yep,
and they've just been taking care of business and putting away teams that we thought were going to be a big force in this district. So it's going to be an exciting evening. But I know Coach Young has got this team prepared. We're an exciting football team, so we're going to see what's going to happen.
Exactly. I was talking to Jacoby Dixon after we were leaving the Hall of Honor banquet. He came up, shook my hand. I said, "Are you going to be ready for tonight?" And he said, "Oh, yes, we're ready."
Oh, there's no doubt about it. That was so special to have Coach Young's, have those young men at that Hall of Honor luncheon today. And, you know, I know their hearts were beating, and, you know, they were looking at the accomplishments of the former players here at Brenham High School. And it's like Coach Young said, you know, they want to be like them one day.
Yeah.
And that's the atmosphere that you want.
Absolutely. I mean, for each of them, they talked about how much being a Cub meant to them. And that's something that I think not only the team captains, but the whole program, that's a message that they need to hear.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, I have always felt this way. When you get this football program going in the fall, I tell you what, it just carries on through the entire school year.
Yep, exactly. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, as we come back here, they're getting ready to introduce the Hall of Honor inductees down on the field. And while we're waiting for them to get organized there, let's bring you the starting lineup brought to you by Collier Construction. And as a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs, starting quarterback will be Jordan Harvey. Running back, Jacoby Dixon. Wide receivers are Chris Guidry, Cartel Brown, and Zyron Upshaw. The H-back is Hagan Frank. On the offensive line, you got Anthony Nahara at center. Andre Mojica at one of the guards. Aaron Carlisle in the other guard position. Dawson Moran is at tackle. And Landon Vlasowski, the other tackle. Place kicker is Blue Sinega. And meanwhile, on the defense for the Cubs, the defensive tackles, Darius Brown and Joe Rodriguez. Defensive ends, Jace Miller and Mason Sieber. Linebacking core, which has been the heart of the defense, you got Caleb Espinoza, Doyle Brown, and Christian Prosper. And then the secondary, which will have a busy night tonight, Liedrich Walker Jr., Cartel Brown at the corners. And then your safeties are Quincy Adams and Jabrion Moore. Landon Zelinka is the punter for the Cubs. And we're just waiting now for, as the Cubs have come out on the field, and now Rudder coming out as well. And now just waiting for the official introductions of the Hall of Fame, our Hall of Honor members. And the Hall of Honor class. There we go.
Attention to the Cubs sideline. I'd like to introduce the 2024 inductees into the Brenham Cub Football Hall of Honor. On the 40-yard line is Jeffrey Fillmore. Fillmore, a two-year varsity starter, was part of a 1-2 punch at wide receiver, and helped lead the 2002 Cubs to the state semifinal against Kelsey Allen during his senior year. And 7 touchdowns and 705 yards receiving, earned Fillmore a spot with fellow Cub wideout Lima Sweet on Team Texas in the 2003 annual Shrine Oil Bowl All-Star game against Team Oklahoma. Fillmore finished his Cub career with 58 catches for 945 yards and 9 touchdowns. Awarding Jeffrey his Hall of Honor plaque, his Hall of Honor committee member, Derek Hall. On the 50-yard line, we have Brandon Collins. Brandon, a three-year letterman from 2004 to 2006, Collins set records at Brenham, including 99 receptions for 1,893 yards and 29 touchdowns, becoming the school's all-time leading receiver. He also posted 14 interceptions on defense, returning 4 for touchdowns. He earned first-team all-district honors all 3 years, and during his senior year, Collins was named All-State, All-American, and played in the East-West Under Armour All-American game, recording 6 catches for 80 yards and 1 touchdown. Collins was only the second receiver in school history to surpass 1,000 yards in a season, with 1,081 yards and 15 touchdowns in 2006. One of his most memorable moments came during his junior year when he became the first player in Brenham history to score 3 different ways in a single game. Awarding Brandon his Hall of Honor plaque, his Hall of Honor committee member, and 2011 Hall of Honor inductee, member Dwayne Burnett. On the South 40, we have Jeremy Hall. Hall was a mainstay in the Cubs secondary from 2007 to 2009. A three-year varsity starter at free safety, Hall led the Cubs defensive backfield his junior and senior year with 4 and 7 interceptions, respectively. Hall shined the most during the playoffs his senior season. All 4 of his interceptions during the playoffs came in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter, including one in the state semifinal victory over Kerrville Tithing. Jeremy earned first team honors on the 2009 Texas Sports Writers Association All-State selections, becoming only the 19th Cub to earn that distinction. Awarding Jeremy his Hall of Honor plaque, his Hall of Honor committee member, Coach Jerry Newman. And on the 30-yard line are members of the 2009 Brenham Cub football team that reached the state championship game. The 2009 Cubs, led by Coach Glenn Westman, 13-3 on the season, and shared the district championship with Huntsville after going 6-1 in league play. A 15-14 loss to Waller in the regular season finale was just the jumpstart the team needed on its way to the state title game. Brenham went on to beat Maynard, Fort Matrix Rose, Angleton, and Dayton to claim the regional title before defeating Johnny Manziel and the Kerrville Tiger Antlers to send the Cubs to the state finals for just the second time in program history. 18 different Cubs earned 19 different spots on the all-district list. Michael Walker and fellow defensive leader Jeremy Hall were honored with spots on the Texas Sports Writer Association Class 4A All-State team. Paul was the first team defensive back, while Walker was a third team linebacker. Please help me in congratulating the 2009 Cubs on the induction into the Brenham Cubs Football Hall of Fame.
All right, that is your Hall of Fame inductions, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
All right, we're coming back here to Cub Stadium, and TL, it's time now for our first touchdown winner tonight. And reach in there, and let's see who we have this evening.
Angela Frankie.
Angela Frankie. Okay, congratulations.
Hey, someone I know really well.
Okay. So
very good.
And she is the winner tonight of the ribs. And when the Cubs score their first touchdown tonight, that will be a rack of ribs courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And let's see, coming up next, they've got the coin toss, and then we'll have the national anthem. But first, let's send you back to the studios one more time and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local farmer's insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
Should have the coin toss. As the color guard gets ready to make its way off the field. Cubs dressed down in the green jerseys with white pants, and Rutter going with the all-white uniforms tonight. And the referees making their way out now to midfield for the official coin toss for tonight. And your Cub captains for this evening are Jacoby Dixon, along with Darius Brown, Mason Sieber, and Andre Mojica. For Rudder, the captains are Jaquise Martin, Brandon Cooks, along with Juan Gutierrez, and see if we catch the last number there. I believe that is number 5, Andrea Morrison.
Jaquise Martin, number 11, Jaden Kirsten. For the Cubs, number 9, Jacoby Dixon, 29, Mason Sieber, 52, Andre Mojica, and 55, Darius Brown.
Brown has won the toss and deferred.
And that's a coach keeps the string going there.
Coach loves that. Hey, you got to set the tone with the defense.
And so Brenham will defend the south goal. Rutter will defend the north goal. And so we'll be ready with a kickoff after we hear 30 seconds from the sports brand.
Trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today, 281-888-1464.
All right, and the first half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If they haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And we're going to send Bucinega to kick it off for the Cubs. And he's going to send it high and deep. That's going to go out of the back of the end zone. And the Rangers will take the touchback.
Last week we had a little surprise, Doug, and the Cubs had that onside kick. But
yeah, this time they just let Blue air it out there.
And he aired it out.
And so Rutter comes out onto the field. Offense led by quarterback Javon Jesse. Got two running backs in the backfield with him. And handoff, that goes to number five, Morrison.
Run out of bounds by Jadrian Moore.
Yeah. It's like a 3-yard pickup, bring up second down. As we're just underway. Jesse all alone in the backfield and handoff. This time Morrison again, this time on an end around. And he's across the 30, 35, and gets it up to the 40-yard line. And we do have a flag down.
Jace Miller in on the stop there for the Cubs. Oh, we love to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be holding against the Rangers. That'll move it back.
Holding. On the offense, number four. The kick out is on the previous spot.
Not uncommon when you see a game such as that, and you do see a flag, you know, something was in your favor.
Yep. And so that'll move the ball back now to the 19-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and 15. Jesse with a lone backfield. And back to pass. Going to put it in the air and incomplete.
Intended for number four. I didn't see that, Doug.
Yeah, that was Brandon Cooks. And to bring up third down.
Good rush there by the Cubs.
Yeah, it certainly is. And now Jesse working out a shotgun, back to throw. And it's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to put it in the air. And incomplete. And
we ain't going to do that tonight.
And was looking for a flag there.
Nedrick Walker, it went in and out of his hands.
Yeah.
A little extracurricular activity there from a Rutter player.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks, one of the receivers, just flung him to the ground. And so that'll bring it fourth down in a punting situation.
Jabrion Moore deep for the Cubs.
And number 84, Christian Ocampo, the punter. And he just gets it away. And they're going to let it roll into Cub territory. And going to be down about the 48-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. Yeah, let's see what the Cubs do to start the ball game here. First time on offense. We got 11:07 left to play here in the first quarter. We're just underway. Cubs are in the line of scrimmage. And pass. Gordon Harvey incomplete. And he was looking for Zyron Upshaw. Pass is just a little too high there.
That was close to a lateral.
Yeah. Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield, second down and 10. And play action, he's going to put it in the air, and pass is going to be caught. And that's Tristan Sugar. Sugar will get it to the 46-yard line of the Rangers.
Preston Denham, and all the stop there for the Rangers.
And third down and four now. We have 10:35 left to go here in the first quarter. First drive for the Cubs. And off Jacoby Dixon. Dixon tripped up. Gets to the 46-yard line. It's a no gain.
Kevin Jackson in on the stop there for the Rangers.
And it's a fourth down and four. And it looks like Cubs are going to try to go for it here.
Interesting call here.
Coach Young's rolling the dice early. And man in motion, going to give it, pass out to Dixon. Dixon breaks free, and it's going to be close.
It's going to be really close.
Depends on what kind of spot we get.
I don't like that spot.
And he's going to be just short, about a yard short, so it'll be, the Cubs will turn it over on downs. That sets up Rudder coming in here with pretty good field position. We had 9:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Javon Jesse, quarterback, and pass out of backfield. And that is going to be complete to Morrison. And he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
I'll tell you what, big stop there by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs.
And we do have a flag down. And it's going to be holding again against Rudder to push them back another 10 yards.
I thought I saw that hole, Doug, but I didn't want to do anything prematurely.
Right. And so DeQuise Martin getting called for the hole. And Jesse takes the next step, hand off to Morrison. Morrison trying to cut back the other way. And gets brought down by a host of Cubs.
Jace Miller and Joe Rodriguez.
That'll bring up second down and 20. And hands off to Morrison again. And going to get dropped for another loss.
Okay, right, pick stop there by Doyle Brown and Jabrion Moore.
And that'll bring up third and long now. I'll tell you what, Cub defense picking up right where they left off last week.
I'm telling you, and that's what we want to see.
And Jesse back to pass. Puts it in the air. Incomplete. And that'll be a fourth down and another punt for the Rangers.
Tell you what, I believe the closest one on that ball was Quincy Adams in the Cubs.
And it's a clock stop with 8:19 left to play here in the first quarter. And Christian Ocampo back to punt. Devrion Moore back to return. And it just gets the punt away. Cubs were coming for it.
Oh, my goodness. What a roll.
And Rudder gets an excellent roll all the way down to the 28-yard line. About a 44-yard punt there. And so the Cubs will take over on offense. And so Harvey with Dixon in the backfield. And off is to Jacoby Dixon. And he dives forward to the 30-yard line.
I tell you what, he was just tripped up by Jordan Oliva for the Rangers.
And it's a 2-yard pickup. Bring up second down and 10. Or second down and 8, rather. And Harvey looks over the sideline for the signals. Takes a snap, gives to Dixon again. Try the right side once again, and nothing doing. And we get the time call.
Big stop there by Avarius Allen for the Rangers.
And it was no gain on the carry, so we got third down and 8. And so it's a personal foul on Zamonte Wells. And so that's an automatic first down for the Cubs.
And that's a biggie.
15-yarder. And it's a ball up to the 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs. Harvey back to pass. Pump fake. He's going to put it in the air. Going deep. He's got a man open and just missed to Kobe Dixon. Dixon was streaking
down. He had 4 steps on the defender.
Yeah, and just couldn't quite catch up. Ball was just overthrown. That'll bring him second down and 10. Yeah, if he was able to run under that, nobody would have caught him.
I tell you what, I know Jacoby's fast, but he just ran by some defensive backs.
So now Zyron Upshaw in there, and he takes the handoff to Dixon, and now Upshaw going to carry. And he's out across the 50, and very close to a first down. Good run there by Upshaw.
Give credit to that running him out of bounds to Randon Cooks.
Yeah, got to the 46. And so third down and 1. 9-yard pickup there on the carry by Upshaw. And Upshaw going to stay in. Operating now with shotgun. This time it's Dixon that's going to take it. Bounces around and gets off tackle and picks up the first down.
Oh, he makes his play here.
We got some pushing and shoving down there on the far side.
William Delgado running him out of bounds there for the Rangers.
And so first down for the Cubs. Ball at the 44-yard line. And direct snap to Dixon. And we're going to get a whistle.
Ball start. Number 68. Start the offense.
And that's going to be on Dawson Moran. False start penalty. That'll push it back 5 yards to the 49-yard line. Makes a second down at 15.
Jordan back in quarterback.
And we got a whistle before the snap. And Aldous didn't get the playoff in time. And so that'll push him back 5 yards. And so now second down and 20. Harvey back to pass. Trying to get open. Now he's going to tuck it himself. And out to the 45-yard line. So he got back to about the line of scrimmage. Brings up third down and 20.
I thought I saw 32 on that stop, and I don't have a 32 on here.
Harvey back to pass. He's going to unload it and throw it deep and incomplete. He was looking for Chris Guidry, and that'll bring him fourth down.
Good coverage there by the Rangers.
Kept going deep there. And so now Cubs are going to have to punt. Are you kidding? Oh my God! They're going for it on third. Oh well, no, it is only third and 20. Okay, they thought it was fourth, but never. And they do screen pass to Kobe Dixon, and Dixon takes it there by the 35, 30, and does a leapfrog and picks up the first down.
Hey, that was a great move there. The screen pass to Jacoby Dixon. Jacoby going downfield, made a good move, cut back toward the middle of the field. Big first down.
That's a ball at the 33-yard line. And first and 10 for the Cubs with 4:19 left to go. Still no score here in the ball game. And off is to Jacoby Dixon, finding the hole.
Oh, another nice throw.
And breaks it back, cuts it through, and he is going all the way in the end zone for the Brenham Cup touchdown.
And I just love that gesture by Jacoby Dixon. Handed the ball to the official.
There you go. And now Blue Sedega on for the extra point. And extra point is good. And so with 4:05 left to play here in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 7-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds on the Sports Friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, text you can trust to be on the level. Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
And the kickoff will sail out of the back of the end zone, and so it'll be a touchback. And so first and 10 for the Rudder Rangers at the 25-yard line. And Cubs drawing first blood here, a 33-yard touchdown run, Jacoby Dixon. And, Dominic, we were just wondering, when was he going to break out after?
I tell you what, they made a couple of really, really good stops on Jacoby. But I tell you what, Jacoby saw an opening, broke it back up the middle of the field. He's going to the end zone untouched.
There we go. And now the runner's back on the field. And then off this time, it is to Jaquish Martin. And he gets the 32-yard line. It'll be a 7-yard pickup. Bring up second down and 3.
Joel Brown, Joe Rodriguez in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And Jesse's pass complete to Morrison. And Morrison going to get run out of bounds.
He just tackled it.
Tell you what, good job of sniffing out that screen pass out there in the left flat. Caleb Espinoza and Mason Sieber all in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And a loss of 2. Jesse now on the roll. He's looking. He's going to get sacked on the play.
Oh, that's Mason Sieber with a big strong run.
Oh, my dang.
Yeah, there we go. That's going to bring up fourth down. Great sack there by Sieber. And the Cubs also ought to get good field position out of this one as well.
I tell you what, Doug, that defensive coordinator's got that defense fired up.
He certainly does. That's Coach Joseph Carroll. And they're bringing in extra low snap. The kick is up.
Hell no! Hell no! Hell no! He's flat!
I tell you, Doug, they get prayer rolls.
Yeah. And so that's a call. Cubs are going to get called for roughing the kicker. And so that's 15 yards and an automatic first down. So the Rudder offense gets new life on the penalty.
Oh, my goodness. Good, strong defensive stand and then get a penalty like that.
Coach Young's out on the field pleading his case. And the ball will be spotted at the 33-yard line, first and 10 for the Rudder Rangers. 2:34 left to go here in the first quarter.
Quit holding the whole game. It ain't fouled them, but they want to pop through the game.
And play action. Jesse's pass is complete to Dequise Martin.
I didn't see where he had his feet in bounds, but yeah, the official was right there, so we're going to say it's a completion.
To the 38-yard line, a five-yard pickup. Bring it. Second down and five. Man in motion is Morrison going with the end around again. And he's going to break free and picked up the first down.
He held it every time.
Caleb Espinosa on the stop for the Cubs.
And ball spun to the 49-yard line, first and 10. And complete to Martin. And Martin gets the first down before he's finally brought down into Cub territory. To the 38, was that about the 38-yard line?
Caleb Espinosa and Jabrion Moore in on the stop for the Cubs.
Down to 2:10. Cubs leading it 7-0, but Rudder trying to march down the field here. And handoff, that is to Morrison.
That's Caleb Espinosa again on the stop for the Cubs.
And actually, Morrison with a one-yard gain. Play action. Jesse's pass complete. That is to number 14, Caden Holmes, with his first catch.
Jason Shipley there in on the stop for the Cubs.
Yeah, let me bring up third down.
Jaden, excuse me.
And we get a whistle before.
On the defense, number 55, and zero. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot.
And it's a offside penalty against both Darius Brown and Caleb Espinosa. And so that's a first down. Another penalty first down for the Rudder Rangers. As we're down to 1:10 left to go here in the first quarter. And Jesse with the play fake. And he's going to get down to the 25-yard line.
Run out of bounds by Tylon Powell for the Cubs.
We're going to put him at the 26-yard line. And so it'll bring up second down and six. Play action. He's going to put it in the air down the sideline. Incomplete.
Again, really good coverage there by Tylon Powell.
He was going for Jaden Erskine down the sidelines. As you said, Tommy Powell, great coverage there. Makes a third down and six with 56 seconds left here in the first quarter.
He's staying here by the Cubs because this could be, it could be two down territory.
And Jesse going to keep it himself. And he will pick up the first down. And he's down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Finally run out of bounds by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
First and 10 for Rudder. Ball at the Brenham 14-yard line. And the Cubs want to take a timeout, so we'll take it with them. And we'll be back in, we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone.
Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
And to Mac we go here. We've got 48 seconds left in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 7-0. And handoff. That is to Morrison. And he's down to the 8-yard line. A 6-yard pickup.
Caleb Espinosa in on the stop for the Cubs.
30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Butter knocking on the door. Yeah, we're going to get a whistle.
Ball start on the offense, number 51. 5-yard penalty from the previous stop. Second down.
That's on Tyler Benavidez for the Rangers. That'll push them back 5 yards. Also stops the clock with 22 seconds left. Ball spotted at the 13-yard line. Jesse on the run, and he's going to keep it himself and run out of bounds about the 9-yard line.
James Shipley over there forcing him out of bounds for the Cubs.
And so it'll bring him 3rd down and 9 with 14 seconds left.
Well, the official timeout on the field. Drones are not allowed over the stadium during the ball game. We need to get the drone removed.
And so apparently somebody flying a drone over the field, and so the referees asked for the drone to be removed. Not sure if that's one of ours or one of theirs.
I mean, really? Really?
So here we go, 14 seconds left here in the first quarter. Cubs leading at 7-0. Now what? Another whistle before the ball was even snapped.
Now, hell no. Now, call it on us, call it on them. Delay of game. It was at 25. It ran down to 0. That's the flag. Now, you can see they got coaches.
And the referee now going over to say something to Coach Youngs.
We were just hoping it wouldn't be a conversation with all the seniors.
Yeah. There we go. We're ready to resume play. 3rd and 5. And Morrison, the carry, gets it down to the 5-yard line.
Tell you what, big hole there by Morrison, but Javion Moore coming up to close it and stopping short of the first down.
And it's bringing up 4th and 1, and that's the end of the first quarter. With our score, the Cubs lead is 7-0. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
PVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden.
your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, here we go to the second quarter. Big stand here, fourth and one. And Jesse is going to be sacked. Oh, he didn't get it.
Mason Siebert.
Mason Siebert with a huge play there. Oh, yeah. And so that'll turn it over to the Cubs. It's a ball at the 7-yard line, first and 10 for Brenham. Harvey and Dixon in the backfield for the Cubs. And pass to Dixon. And he's out across the 5 to the 10.
Finally run out of bounds by Kevin Jackson.
Give them a little bit of breathing room down there. To this, go back the other way, cuts back.
Oh, nice cut
and
back.
And out across the 15, and he may have gotten that first down. Yeah, and he has. First down, Jacoby Dixon.
And comes one. Stop there by Denham Preston.
And hand off to Dixon again. Is around the end, across the 25, 30, and run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds again by Denham Preston for the Rangers.
And it looks like Cubs trying to go with a hurry up offense, trying to speed things up.
Another first down.
Ball up the 30 yard line. Hand off to Dixon. And then across the 30, 35. Gets across the 40. Still going 45. 46-yard line, and they finally get him out of bounds.
And I'm pressing it again. After Jacoby breaks three tackles.
And then Jacoby was shoved out of bounds. That was very close to being a delayed hit on there. Fans were wanting a flag on the Brenham sideline, wanting a flag there.
You worried about a ball, throw your flag.
And they're going to put it at the 44-yard line.
Zyron Upshaw in and back out.
And Upshaw the other way and across the 50. I'm in a horse collar there.
Hey, great call, Doug. I wanted to say you
said yeah. And any flags? Upshaw did get it up into Ranger territory, into the 47-yard line. 10:45 left to play, and this is a handoff. Upshaw the other way. And he's going to be tackled for a loss that time. Back to the 49.
Delgado, big stop there for the Rangers.
And so far, it's still 7-0 Cubs. Cubs trying to drive here. And we'll be back in. And Cubs might have jumped there.
Ball start, number 68 of the offense. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot.
That's the second one on Dawson Moran, isn't it?
Yep, and that'll back him up 5 yards.
Dog in the air!
The pass goes Jordan Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. It is caught.
Oh, yes. That's Jacoby Dixon.
Jacoby Dixon again. He's Mr. Everything tonight. And gets the first down to the 37-yard line.
Don't be surprised with anything with Jacoby. Great pass and catch.
And we're going to do an end around.
Oh, look at this.
Going deep. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Hagan Frank. And just that time underthrew it.
Did you get all of that to Jacoby?
Yeah.
To kiss Chris Guidry? Back to Jordan.
Yeah. And so it amounts to a second down and 10. Clock stops with 9:18 left to play here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. As well as our HEB Scholar of the Week. Hand off
nice
to
move
Dixon.
By Jacoby.
Dixon. It wrestled out of bounds.
Number 9, Jacoby Dixon, to the ball on the 32-yard line, the
and ball.
Tell you what I saw really close to a face mask.
Yeah, me too.
He made a break.
Now, where are they going to spot the football?
No,
one in the air.
Zion back there.
Number 14 Green ahead of the play. Therefore, it's a 10-yard penalty from the end of the line. Second down.
So a holding penalty called on Zyron Upshaw.
Oh my goodness.
And so that'll march the Cubs back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And so it pushes them back to the 43-yard line.
Okay, Jeremiah Blackshire in for Jacoby Dixon.
Harvey with a pass, and that is going to
stay past the sideline.
And Upshaw down the sideline. And he's going to be run down at the 5-yard line.
Zyron kind of reminded him in 32 that again.
And there's a flag down at the 40-yard line.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be coming back. And so holding penalty against the Cubs, and that'll mark him back 10 yards again from the spot of the foul.
Do it again.
Hey,
penalties are going to be a little bit of a concern for Coach Yates.
I would think so, yeah.
Correction. The hole was in front of the previous spot. Therefore, the 10-yard penalty will be marked from the spot of the foul. Second down.
Man, y'all terrible.
Wow.
And so that moves the Cubs back to midfield.
Hey, y'all throw the ball on this side. Here.
And so that.
Under this side. We ain't gonna call it.
Victor Blackshire pass incomplete. Threw the ball to Guidry, and Guidry was looking upfield and didn't have possession of it.
Great, great call, Doug. Can't say it any better than that.
And so it'll bring him third down and 23 for the Cubs. The throw goes Harvey. And pass incomplete. Looking for Guidry.
Where is the flag?
I mean, the defender was all holding him like crazy. And no call.
Oh, my gosh. Or it, there is a flag, Doug.
Okay.
See it?
Oh, there we go.
Down on the sidelines. I see it now. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Thank you.
We needed that. And that'll move to the 35-yard line.
They got that penalty right.
Yep. So we got 8:36 left to play here in the
after
first half.
After you and I coaxed them.
Yep. And then ball goes to Blackshear.
Various Allen in on the stop there for the Rangers.
And so Jacoby Dixon coming back in after a 2-yard pickup. Play action. That's Upshaw going to keep it himself and gives it to the 30-yard line.
William Delgado in on the stop for the Rangers.
And so bring up third down and 5 for the Cubs. And so Upshaw in there with Dixon.
Timeout on the field. Called by Benham.
And so the Cubs have called a timeout. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. Corth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at CorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
And as we come back here, got a couple of scores to relay along to you. And it is Burton leading Bartlett 14-0, second quarter there. And also Somerville leading Granger 12-7 in that one.
Ooh.
So two important games there in Class 2A. And Harvey back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. Tip incomplete. It was going
for Gidry.
And that'll bring it fourth down and five. And let's see if they're going to go for it or maybe try a long field goal here. Fourth down and five with 7:44. Yeah, it looks like the Cubs are going to go for it. Jordan Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. Harvey back to pass. And incomplete. Looking for Trey Bowers. And the Cubs will turn it over on downs.
Penalties definitely hurt that drive.
Most definitely. We got 7:37 left to go until halftime. Rudder will take over on downs here. Dixon Morrison now on the reverse. And they're going to put it in the air. And that's going to be caught. Went from Martin to Cooks. Down to the 12-yard line.
Finally brought down by J.B.M. Moore for the Cubs. He had three steps on him. He was wide open.
Ball at 12-yard line. Jesse back to pass. He's going to put it in the air again. And incomplete.
10-1.
That's Jaquise Martin he was looking for. Second down and 10.
Christian Prosper in on the coverage for the Cubs.
And offense to Morrison. Morrison gives a little juke, but then he's brought down. About the 7-yard line.
Caleb Espinosa and Jace Miller in on the stop for the Cubs.
As we're down to 6:45 left to go. Third down and 4. Jesse's going to get sacked.
Doyle Brown.
Doyle Brown with a huge sack there for the Brennan Cubs. And that'll bring a fourth down, and this will probably be a field goal try, I would think, for the Rangers. And they do. They have their kicker, Santiago Lugo, out there. Lugo from the 20-yard line, so it'll be a 30-yard field goal attempt. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 5:47 left to go here in the second quarter, Cubs lead at 7-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brittain's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com.
where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
I want to ride!
And as we come back here, the kick sails out of bounds. And so it'll be a touchback. And the Cubs will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. As we got 5:47 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs leading this one 7-3. And let's see if the Cubs can get the offense going here. As they come out of the huddle, it'll be Zyron Upshot, quarterback, with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And Upshaw going to tuck it and try to run. He's going to pass out to Dixon, and Dixon going to get it in the backfield. They're actually going to lose yardage back to the 20-yard line.
Brandon Cook's on stop for the Rangers.
So a loss of five, and that brings up second down and 15. And hand off to Kobe Dixon. Get some of that yardage back up to the 23-yard line.
Jordan Ennis in on the stop for the Rangers.
8-yard pickup, and that'll bring up third down and 7 as we're down to 4:50 left to play. Here in the second quarter. Stamp to Upshaw, back to pass. Dumps it off to Jacoby Dixon. And oh, Dixon's nice got the room. He's out across 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Going down the sidelines to the 40. And finally run out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Another big completion to Jacoby Dixon.
Finally run out of bounds by Brandon Brown for the Rangers.
But picks up the first down. And is into Ranger territory. Ball will be at the 39-yard line. Low snap. Upshaw going to take it himself.
There you go.
And he's up to the 34-yard line. 5-yard pickup and bring up second and 5.
John Richardson, William Delgado in on the stop for the Rangers.
Cubs lead at 7-3. We got 3:49 left to go here in the second quarter. And hand off to Kobe Dixon once again. And he cuts it back. Gain is to about the 33-yard line.
Brandon Cooks on the stop for the Rangers.
And so bringing the third down and 4. And now this time they got Cartel Brown lined up in the backfield. Upshaw takes the snap, gives to Cartel Brown around the end, and he cuts it back, and he's going to be stopped at the 31. A 2 yards shy of the goal line. Looks like he was trying to cut back and lost his footing. And so it'll bring up fourth down.
I think that's a bad spot.
That on top of that, they got a bad spot too. He was at least to the 31, and they pushed him back to the 32. And Upshaw with a carry, pounds it forward, and picks up the first down.
They better give it to him.
And even then, that's another, I don't know, it looks like it may be another bad spot here.
Move the chain!
Oh my gosh.
This
crew's starting to, I'm starting to question this.
Should be a first. Did they not give them the first down?
Oh my gosh.
And we got a timeout taken on the field. Or measurement. And
you think maybe it's the same crew at the blend game?
I'm kind of wondering about that.
Oh, my goodness.
That wasn't even, they shouldn't even be measured. That wasn't even close. But another lousy spot by this crew.
Seriously, folks, this is two bad spots in a row.
He got it anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
first,
you.
First down for Upshaw in spite of the referees.
It is a first down. The first and 10 from the 29-yard line.
2:07 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 7-3. Harvey back in there, as
it's
is Dixon.
Cartel Brown.
Or Cartel Brown, rather. And Cartel picks it up to the 25-yard line.
Kevin Jackson in on the stop for the Rangers.
Cartel Brown carrying the ball.
And now Jacoby Dixon coming back in.
No. Send him back out there. What do you got?
So we're down to a minute 34. Comes out. Do have one timeout left. You have to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon breaks through. Still fighting. And down. Where is the? There we go. There's the flag. As the guy just, I mean, just picked Dixon up and body slammed him to the turf.
Yeah, well, Denham Preston.
Dead ball. Personal foul. On the defense, number 21. He's having a problem with him. He's having a problem with him.
And so they'll move it half the distance to the goal and an automatic first down for the Cubs. The foul call on number 8, that's Denham Preston for the Rangers.
Okay, according to the spot, Doug, the Cubs could get a first down on the 1 foot line.
And it's a ball at the 10-yard line. Upshaw and Dixon in the backfield. Give to Jacoby Dixon. And battling forward. Gets it down to the 7-yard line. As we're down to 55 seconds left.
Okay, I do have that right, and I don't have it on the roster, but stop was made by 32.
Yeah, I don't have one of those either.
Ball's at the 6-yard line, 7-5.
Give to Jacoby again. Trying to get behind the lineman, and he is into the end zone for the Brenham Cubs touchdown. 6 yards out for Jacoby Dixon, and the Cubs have extended their lead to 13-3. It's Sinegon for the extra point. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 30 seconds left to go until halftime, Cubs lead at 14-3. Kickoff to come. Back into here, 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Burnham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, back we go here. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on another Friday night here under the lights at Cubs Stadium. And the Brenham Cubs leading the Rudder Rangers 14-3, 30 seconds left to go until halftime. It's a negative kickoff.
Jackie's smart.
And fair catch being signaled.
Fair caught by Brandon Brown for the Rangers.
And so that'll bring Rudder out. All at the 25-yard line. Cup defense coming back out on the field. Ball at the 25-yard line. Jeff and Jesse leading them all. And handoff. I believe that's Morrison. It is. And he will carry to the 35-yard line. And so Rudder will use the first. They still have two timeouts left. They need trying to get it at the very least in field goal position. All spotted at the 34-yard line. And also you have to get ahead of the second half. Cubs deferred, so Brenham will get the ball to start the second half. And pass is complete. Jesse to number 11. That's Jaden Erskine.
Caleb Espinosa, Jace Miller.
And Rudder will call their second timeout.
Jaden Shipley and on the stop there for the Cubs.
Now stop the clock at 16 seconds left to go. Yeah, and time is called. And in case you're wondering what the knocks are up against, they're throwing football after the Cubs throw the touchdowns. They're throwing them up against the press. They're throwing little footballs into the audience. Some of them are hitting off the side of the press box here. And Jesse on the run. He's going to get sacked again.
Jace Miller.
Jace Miller with a big sack there. And that should do it for the first half of play. As the clock's going to tick all the way down. And that is the end of the first half. Cubs lead it 14-3. And we're going to halftime after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
HaulRite Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
And back we go here as the Rudder Marching Band is out on the field for their halftime show. And Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And what a what an unbelievable first half we had there. But this time, as well, like last week, it was more of an offensive showing for the Cubs. This time, really the defense coming out and taking control of the game.
Great point, Doug. It's been a defensive struggle for both sides of the field. You know, Rudder Rangers and the Cubs. But getting late into the second quarter, there, the Cubs making some really big defensive stops.
They certainly did, and those being key to the game. And we've got our halftime statistics here, courtesy of our good friend Michael Groves. And first of all, for the Cubs, leading rusher, Jacoby Dixon, he's got 13 carries for 93 yards and two touchdowns. And then you've also got Zyron Upshaw. He's got 7 carries for 25 yards as well. Passing wise, Jordan Harvey is 6 for 12 for 56 yards. Zyron Upshaw, 2 for 2 for 33 yards. And then receiving wise, your leading receiver is also Jacoby Dixon. He's got 6 catches for 80 yards. So he's got just combined with rushing and receiving 173 yards in just the first half.
Not a bad evening again. I tell you what, the one thing I will say is those 93 yards, Jacoby Dixon has earned every one of them.
Yeah, because one thing, they have been physical. And he's going to be feeling this game in the morning.
Oh, no doubt about it. He may be looking over at mom and dad and say, "May I sleep an extra hour?"
And meanwhile, for the Rutter Rangers, A.J. Morrison with 9 carries for 37 yards. He's their leading rusher. Javon Jesse, 5 out of 10 for 32 yards. And then Jaquise Martin has the 158-yard completion. And their leading receiver is Brandon Cooks, who has that 1 catch for 58 yards. And that is a look at your halftime statistics. And now it's time for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And back with more after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010. Today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, H-E-B has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, H-E-B's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham H-E-B today.
As we come back here, and we've got our winner for the Mattress Guys. The winner is Edward Kelliver. Congratulations, Edward, on winning the halftime nap time giveaway. And let's take a look now at some of the scores we got while we're here at halftime. And, of course, still to come, we got the Brenham Cup Marching Band still to play. And, of course, a lot of great games going on around the area, including over at Giddings tonight, where right now they're at the half. Burton Panthers leading the Bartlett Bulldogs 14-0. So good news there. Burton trying to bounce back after that tough loss to Somerville last week. And meanwhile, Somerville leading Granger at the half 12-7.
Good game there.
Yeah. And wishing all the best to Mr. Coach. We saw Mrs. Coach Roberts earlier.
Saw Mrs. Roberts.
And now good luck to Mr. Coach Roberts.
Mr. and Mrs. But anyway, great to see her after lunch today.
Absolutely.
And a blessing.
And second quarter, Belleville Bremas leading the LaGrange Leopards 28-7 there. And then Madisonville leading Caldwell 35-0. That was in the second quarter. And halftime, Milano leading Snook 15-2. That's more of a baseball score there. And then Giddings and Sealy, that one nip and tuck. It is 7-6. Sealy winning that one in the second quarter there. So it looks like they got a good defensive game going. Matter of fact, just saw Giddings head coach Michael Adams, who used to be an assistant coach here in Brenham, now the head coach of Giddings. He was at the luncheon today.
At the luncheon today. Great to see him.
See some of his former players get inducted. Whoops. Now I can spell right on here. And right now, Stafford leading Navasota at halftime, 28-7 there. Yeah, we're waiting on right now the high school band here for Rudder on, and we're waiting for the Brenham Cub marching band for their show. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and when we come back, we will have our HEB Scholar of the Week after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010. Today.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
And as we come back here, it's time now for our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And our Student Scholar of the Week is Kelton Richardson. And for being named Scholar of the Week, Kelton will receive the award, first of all, is based on academic excellence, and he'll receive a certificate courtesy of HEB in Brenham. And we can tell you a little more about Kelton. Said his favorite class is chemistry. And favorite teacher, Mrs. Halfman. And favorite sport or extracurricular activity, Kelton is a member of the Marine Corps Junior ROTC. And says college or university plans. He's planning on pursuing a career in the Marine Corps. And advice to other students about preparing for the future, don't stress.
I love that.
Yep.
I need to sit down and have a talk with that young man.
Yep. And so, Kelton, congratulations on being our HEB Scholar of the Week. And I wish you all the best in the future. And meanwhile, let's go ahead and take another break. And hopefully we can come back here and be ready for the Brenham Cup marching band after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission. Local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference. Making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham. Brian, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With three Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
All right. And as we come back here, the band is about ready to take the field.
Special guest to perform a dance inspired by the hit movie, Barbie.
Brandon Tran, Sadie Royer, Max Patrick, Brooklyn Newton.
This section of the week is the Book Crew. Head officers of the week are Camila Flores, Marissa Tanko, and Amy DuPont. Looking up the copy of tonight, we'll take you on a journey of self-discovery, sailing towards the promise of a new day. Part 1, Telling Tale, featuring the song Liquid by Jay Boca. Part 2, Smooth Sailing, featuring Light of a Clear Blue Morning by Dolly Parton. Part 3, Rough Waters, featuring Christopher Tim, Tim Boca. And Part 4, The Promise of a New Day, featuring Golden Hour by Jay Boca. So, sorry, Judy Baker, Haley Clifton, Sam Clifton, Levi DuPont, Alan Guerrero, Thomas Lash, Jim Keller, Garrison Sullivan, Alex Holloway, Vanessa Thomas, Matty Beal, and Sarah Holland. This past Saturday, the Cub Band competed at the Katie Marching Festival and earned 10th place overall, earning them top awards in Class 5A for outstanding woodwind, brass, percussion, and color guard. The Cub Band will perform at the UNL Marching Contest Region 27 by Waller on Wednesday at 11:45 a.m. Hunter Hegler, Thomas Lesch, and Jose Santavanya Zamorosa. You're here on Brenham High School Cup Band and the Promise of a New Day.
That's the end of the halftime show, and we're getting ready for the start of the second half. Cubs lead it 14-3, and back with the second half kickoff. And we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Cool Tex, in business since 1982.
pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile, Brenham Family Dental, at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Any way you want, the way you need it, any way you want.
As we come back here in the second half kickoff, brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Have you considered a Hyundai before? Well, here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put forth the effort. Go Cubs! And so here we are with the second half kickoff. Back deep to receive for the Cubs. Well, it won't matter as it sails out of the back of the end zone. And so the Cubs will get the ball at the 25-yard line. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here as we start the third quarter.
Cubs need to make a statement here, Doug. They need to take the ball. Good sustained drive down the field. Put another score on the board.
That would be great. It's been defense has been the story of the game so far, as well as some questionable official calls.
To say it lightly.
Yeah. And Brennan will come out, and it will be Zyron Upshaw to start at quarterback the second half here.
And Captain Dan agreed with us.
And Jacoby Dixon in the backfield, hand off to Dixon.
Oh, nice move there by Jacoby.
And he is going to get up to the 25. He got back to the line of scrimmage, and then they brought him down. And so it'll bring him second down and 10.
In on the stop there for the Rangers.
And handoff, Dixon going around the end. And he's across the 30, 35. He's got the first down to the 40. And up to the 42-yard line.
That may put him over 100.
I think it has. Let's see, 93, and he just got 17 there. So, yeah, there we go.
Nice run again there by Jacoby Dixon.
He's getting close to 200 yards total offense for the game. And give this to Jacoby Dixon, following right behind his lineman, dives forward. To the 44-yard line, bring up second down at 7.
Kevin Jackson in on the stop for the Rangers.
And Cartel Brown coming back in. Man in motion. Give is to Cartel Brown on the end around. And cuts it back upfield, trying to get to midfield. And is brought down.
Brandon Cook and Dennis Preston in on the stop for the Rangers.
Ball to the 47-yard line. They'll give him to the 48, so he needs 4 yards to pick up the first down. And Upshaw gives to Dixon, and he's across the 50 to the 45. And he will pick up the first down, down to the 43-yard line.
Another good strong run there by Jacoby.
Comes so far keeping the ball on the ground here.
Kevin Jackson again on the stop there for the Rangers. Zyron in at quarterback, Doug.
Yep. And give us to Jacoby Dixon again. Stiff arm.
He's across the 40.
And gets it up to the about the 34, 36 yard line. And they're going to spot at the 37. And yes, that'll bring up second down. Upshaw give us to Dixon again. And this time he's going to get run out of bounds.
Kevin Jackson in on the stop for the Rangers.
And third down now for the Cubs. As we're down to 8:24 left to go here in quarter number three. Cubs with a 14-3 lead over Rudder.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
Hit 21.
And trainer's coming up. Check on Hagen Frank, and they're going to bring him over to the sidelines. Renga Jr. H-back. And it's going to bring up third down here for the Cubs. And give to Jacoby Dixon. He's behind the line and pushing forward and just pulling guys over as he gets down to the 28-yard line.
That's all Jacoby Dixon there. Jordan Oliva, I'm going to give him credit on the stop. Because he stiff-armed 24 to the ground.
And up to the 28-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. And play fake this time. Upshaw going to keep it. And he's to the 25-yard line.
Darius Allen in on the stop for the Rangers.
Cubs doing a good job of eating up the clock here. On this drive, we're down to 7:25 left to play here in the third quarter. And Upshaw going to throw. Pass is going to be caught.
Woo!
Cartel, Brad.
Cartel. What
an acrobatic catch to the five. Now are they going to call him the catch or they? Oh, they called a pass interference against or did it? And I guess they said it was incomplete.
Wow.
I thought it was a great catch.
Personally, I did also, but so much for what we think.
And hand off to Dixon again. That's tough. Runs right through the line there, and he's going to get brought down. Ball at the 23-yard line. And good to see Hagen Frank going back in.
It's our mysterious number 32 again on the stop there for the Rangers.
Wow. And fourth down, Cubs going to go for it.
Wow.
They have to get to the 18 to pick up the first down. And Cubs, I think, going to... We're going to reset the clock here.
Really good sustained drive. I'd hate to see the Cubs go flat here on this one.
Upshaw with Dixon in the backfield. And Upshaw going to keep it himself. He's got a great screen. Picks up the first down at the 10. Spins it down to the 6-yard line. And a huge run there by Zyron Upshaw. Picks up the first down for the Cubs.
William Delgado finally bringing Upshaw down.
First and goal, Cubs at the 6-yard line. 6 minutes left to play here in the third. And Upshaw again going to keep it. And he is running out of bounds. Just shy. Let's see, they're going to put him, looks like about maybe the 3.
Samante Wells running him out of bounds for the Rangers.
So second and goal from the 3-yard line.
Tell you what, Doug, on both runs, Zyron's done an excellent job of following his blockers.
Absolutely. Upshaw keeps to himself, and he's in the end zone.
Hey,
Cubs touchdown. Zyron Upshaw, 3-yard touchdown run to give the Cubs a 20-3 lead. And now Boussinet on for the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 5:48 left to play here in the third quarter, Cubs lead at 21-3. Back at Weir, 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer. Specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
And back we go here as the kickoff will be fielded by
Brandon
the Rangers.
Cooks.
And he's out of bounds and be first and 10 for the Rudder Rangers. 5:43 left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs with a 21-3 lead.
just what we need to do, Doug. Take that ball, run some time off that clock, put a score on the board.
And so that ball at the 36-yard line as Jesse leads him out. And oh, then we got an end around. And that was Brandon Cooks on the end around. Stopped at the 35-yard line.
A whole host of Cubs there, led by Caleb Escamosa.
Loss of one on the carry. Oh, well, they are going to get him back to the line of scrimmage. I thought he was a little behind the line.
We need you to catch all of
them. That's a ball, 36. Second down and 10. Clock down to 4:56.
Timeout on the field called by Brian Rutter.
And so Rutter wants a timeout this time, and we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Wednesdays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Back we go, and Jesse's pass is complete to Jaden Erskine, and he'll pick up the first down, but not before he takes a good lick there.
Ledger Walker, big stop there for the Cubs.
And that'll be a first down now. At the pass goes Jesse, and he's going to tuck it. He gets the pass complete.
That's Cooks.
That is Brandon Cooks with the reception to the 41-yard line of Brenham.
Caleb Espinosa, Quincy Adams in on the stop.
4:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 21-3.
Espinosa having his typical game again.
And back to pass goes Jesse. Just gets it away. Pass complete. That was to Morrison out of the backfield.
Jace Miller in on the stop for the Cubs.
36 up to the 36-yard line. Brings up second down at 5. And off to Morrison this time. And breaks a tackle. Is going to get brought down there.
Ball Brown. Mason Seeger in on the stop for the Cubs.
And so it'll bring up third and short. Play action. And Jesse going to put it out. He's got a man open. Caught. Touchdown. Jaquiz Martin on the catch.
Cubs expecting a short run there for that first down and come up with a big pass play for a big touchdown.
So, no. We've got Ocampo on for the extra point now. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 3:20 left to go in the third quarter, it is now 21-10. Cubs still lead Rutter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Staggett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
And the kickoff will go out of the back of the end zone. And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. As we come back to action here, we got 3:20 left to go in the third quarter. Brenham Cubs leading the Rudder Rangers 21-10 here at Cubs Stadium on Hall of Honor night and Dig Pink night, or I should say Pink Out night, rather. Dig Pink reserved for volleyball. But Pink Out night here at the stadium in honor of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Many of players also got pink gear on this evening. Upshaw with Dixon in the backfield. Give is to Dixon. And he will pound his way across the 30 and up to the 33-yard line. Brings up second down and two.
Javon Richardson in on the stop for the Rangers.
8-yard pickup there for Jacoby.
He's earned his yards this evening.
And give this to Dixon again. Oh, makes a miss, and he gets across the 35, picks up the first down. And ball came loose. Luckily, it went out of bounds. And ball at the 36-yard line. And so we'll make it a first down. Jane Yang a little slow on the draw there. Yeah, we get a whistle.
Timeout on the field, called by Brenham.
And so now this time the Cubs take a timeout with 2:09 left to go here in the third. And so we'll take it with and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Davari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
And we come back here. And Upshaw keeping it himself. Gets to the 41-yard line.
Official timeout on the field.
And we get an official's timeout.
Jordan Edison on the stop for the Rangers.
And we have an injured player on the field for Rudder. got 1 minute 53 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 21-10. And while we've got another player down, let's check on some of the other scores going on. And, of course, don't forget that we'll have the Friday night scoreboard show with Grayson back at the studio after the conclusion of our broadcast. Let's check in on Burton Panthers and Bartlett. Yeah, well, and Burton leading that one 21-7. They got 2:06 left to go in the third quarter there. And then Somerville and Ranger, and Somerville leading that one. They got 9 minutes left in the game there, and Somerville leading 25-15 over Granger. So hopefully the AWOS can hold on there.
Keep going, the AWOS.
And that is a fake, and Upshaw keeps it himself. And gets it to the 42-yard line.
Liam Delgado in on the stop there for the Rangers.
And so that'll bring up third down and four. And Upshaw going to keep it himself. And he gets to the 44-yard line. He'll bring up fourth down and two. And this time the Cubs are going to punt as they send out Landon Zelenka.
Kevin Jackson in on the stop for the Rangers.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is our first punt tonight for the Cubs.
Brandon Cook, Steve, for the Rangers.
And it's like it gets the punt away. And it's going to take a Cub roll. Oh, and they're going to let it go all the way inside down to the 6-yard line. It's a great punt there.
Well,
and so that's where, well, they'll put it and move it. They'll say it stopped at the 7. So first and 10 for the Rangers. And we got 4 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And handoff, that is to number 5, Andre Morrison.
Christian Prosper in on the stop for the Cubs.
And it gets that to the 17-yard line, and that will be the end of the third quarter. With our score, the Brenton Cubs lead the Runner Rangers 21-10. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham.
If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today, 281-888-1464.
Back we go here in the fourth quarter. Cubs lead it 21-10. And Jesse in the backfield for the Rudder Rangers. Second down and 10. Takes a snap. And rolling out. He's got to throw it downfield. We got a pushing and shoving match. And flags down. My question is, who are they on? Because they were both tussling with one another.
Midget Walker in on the coverage.
And it looks like they're going to call it against the Cubs.
Defensive pass interference. Number 21.
So 15-yard penalty. And so ball spotted at the 34-yard line. Will be first and 10 for the Rangers. And handoff goes to Morrison again. He'll get up to the 39-yard line.
Caleb Espinoza again on the stop there for the Cubs.
Gives Jim Morrison again. And he's going to get brought down for a loss.
Anyway, that's Christian Prosper there. Read that play perfectly, making a big stop.
Losses back to the 36-yard line. And that'll bring up third down. That's Cole Whitfield, number 99, coming in with a big play there.
Big play there by Cole Whitfield.
And so now fourth and long, and the Rangers will have to punt. Campo back to punt. And almost had it blocked.
They have had the roll on every punt.
Yep. Ball at the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. 9:33 left to play here. And he's going to keep it himself. And he's out across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
William Delgado on the stop for the Rangers.
And an 8-yard pickup will bring up second down and 2.
Ha 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 ha!
Shaw going to keep it himself. Trying to get to that first down. And Lineman giving a little extra push. Yeah, it looks like he has it. And he does. Ball at the 40-yard line. Step and give us to Jacoby Dixon. He's got some running room and he's found an opening to the 30, the 20.
It may be a foot race.
And down to the 10 and out of bounds at the 5-yard line.
Oh my goodness.
A 55-yard run for Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, finally run out of bounds by Ramon Cooks. Oh my gosh. I tell you, a big run there by Jacoby Dixon.
Welcome to Washington County.
And first and goal from the 5-yard line. You to Jacoby Dixon, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. Dixon with his third touchdown of the night. That's his 20th rushing touchdown of the season.
Special young man.
And Blue Sinega on for the extra point. Kick is up. Yeah, it is good, but there's a flag down.
Offside on the defense, number 21. The penalty will be declined. Next point is good.
Okay, so offsides against Rudder, and so that's declined. And so the Cubs will take the extra point. It's now 28-10, 8:04 left in the game. Back after we hear this time, let's do 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
And back we go here. 8:04 left to play in the game. Cubs lead it 28-10. And there is the kick.
And Brown deep.
And they will field it at the 2-yard line and across the 15 to the 20. And the Cubs finally run out the return man. It'll be Rudder football. It was DeQuise Martin on the return.
Ball is spotted at the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Rangers.
And back to pass. And incomplete.
J.B.I. Moore on the coverage for the Cubs.
Brings up second down and 10. 7:52 left to go in the game.
Number 14, Peyton Holmes in completion. Defending for the Cowboys, number 23, Christian Prosper, number 3, J.D.R. Moore.
Can't say that time was looking for Caden Holmes on the catch. That pass now rolling out. Going to put it in the air. Incomplete.
Oh, great coverage there, Doug, by Tylon Powell for the Cubs.
Yeah, absolutely. He was going for Holmes down the sideline. Powell just jumped up there and knocked it away. And that'll bring up third down at 10 with 7:46 left to go. Jesse trying to escape. Gets the pass away. And he almost threw it right in the waiting hands of Caleb Espinosa. Caleb's mad at himself. He knew he had that.
Right, almost right in his hands. Big pass rush there by the Cub defense.
That'll bring up fourth down, and they'll have to punt it away. And low snap, and it's a fumble on the play recovered by the Cubs.
29.
Mason Seaver again.
Mason Seaver, big play there by Mason Seaver.
And so the first goal Cubs at the 10-yard line. Or at the 9-yard line. So, yeah, first goal of the 9. Cubs now a chance to put an exclamation point on this game. 7:34 left to play. And Upshaw leading the team out on the field along with Dixon. Upshaw going to put it in the air. Looking for Giddings. Pushed
the flag.
Where is the flag, ref? He pushed him down before the ball even got there. Right in front of the referee. Did.
You and I can call that one from here.
Yeah.
With the naked eye. Oh, my goodness.
And so we're up second and goal from the 9. Upshaw with the end around to Cartel Brown. And Cartel across the 5, and he is going to be run out of bounds just shy of the goal line. I'm going to say he was out at the 3.
Brandon Cooks running him out of bounds.
Third and goal from the 3-yard line with 7:22 left. Direct snap to Upshaw, and he's going to be brought down at the 5-yard line. That'll be fourth down.
To have a big stop there by Jordan Oliva for the Rangers.
And they're going to send the field goal team on with Lucenega.
What are we hurting now?
number 81, Jason Egger, is in to attempt a 22-yard field goal.
22-yard field goal try from Senega. There's a snap. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 6:38 left to go in the game, Cubs extend their lead to 31-10. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
And a kickoff by Sinega is going to sail into the end zone. And it'll be a touchback for the Rangers. They'll have a 25-yard line as the Cubs convert there with the 22-yard field goal by Sinega. And so it's now 31-10 with 6:38 left to play. And Jeff and Jesse bring the offensive runner out on the field. And handoff. That was Morrison on the carry, and he got actually a loss of yardage on there. Back to the 21.
Cole Whitfield made a big stop first, and then Caleb Espinosa came in and finished it off.
So, loss of four on the play. Makes it second down at 14. And Jesse rolling out, trying to find an open man. Puts it in the air. And that's going to be caught down the sidelines.
It's 14.
That was Caden Holmes on the reception.
Tell you what, Cole Whitfield almost had him for a big loss. He managed to get away and get the pass off.
All at the 45-yard line.
Watch out. Watch out.
And Jesse rolling out. Pass caught.
It's four.
That is complete to Brandon Cooks.
Christian Prosper in on the stop for the Cubs.
To the 28-yard line. Another first down. Got a 5:30 left to play in the game. And pass over the middle, incomplete. It was looking for Martin.
Quincy Adams and Javion Moore on the coverage.
Now second down and 10. Jesse with a give to Morrison. And Morrison going to be brought down.
Number 5
Cole Whitfield, Ryder Stewart in on the stop for the Cubs.
And flag down. Let's see what this is.
Foley on the offense, number 51. The 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. New play, second down.
And so that'll back him up 10 yards.
Can we please reset the game clock to 5:09?
And so putting 3 seconds back on the clock. And back to pass that gets it out to Morrison. Morrison, he gets stopped for a loss. Cubs saw that one coming.
I tell you what, read perfectly there by Tylon Powell for the Cubs. Big stop.
Yeah, loses more yardage there. Ball at the 45-yard line. 4:30 left to go in the game. And Jesse back to pass. There's someone to dump it off to. And he does get the pass complete. That was to number 11, Jaden Erskine.
Another good open field tackle there by Tylon Powell.
And it's a ball at the 39-yard line.
Cubs need a stop here.
Yep. Ball at the 34-yard line, excuse me. And time called.
Timeout on the field, called by Brian Rutter.
And so with the timeout on the field, we'll take it with it. We'll be back after we hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
And so here we go, fourth down 15. 3:40 left. And Jesse rolling out. Just missed, and he got it away. Pass complete to Brandon Cooks. And they pick up the first down to the 14-yard line. And he's going to put it in the air. Incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. Ball is at the Cub 14-yard line. Rutter trying to punch it in. Move the gap closer.
Yeah.
Jesse. And it rolls out, and pass incomplete for going to the end zone.
Coverage there by Javion Moore for the Cubs.
Yeah, he missed his intended receiver, and they'll bring him third down and 10. And I got to imagine at this point of the game, they're in two down territory. Play blown dead.
Delay of game on the offense.
Hands on the delay of game. I'm push the Cubs back 5 yards.
Mark off the penalty. Takes it back to the 19-yard line. It's third and 15.
And I'm Shaw rolling, or excuse me, Jesse rolling out. Gets knocked into the cup part of the sideline.
Taylor coming up to make a big stop for the Cubs, Jaden Shipley.
And so they'll bring up fourth down. Rudder needs to get to the four to pick up a first down. Waiting on the extra players to come set. Now they do. Back to pass goes up Shaw. He's going to put it in the air. Or excuse me, it's Jesse, and he puts it in the air incomplete. And
good coverage there by the defensive backs for the Cubs.
And so Rudder turns it over on downs. It'll be Cub football with 3:08 left to go in the game. Yeah, until the offense comes back out on the field. And give it to Kobe Dixon. Got a couple of yards off there. We have second down and 8.
Jordan Innocent on the stop for the Rangers.
Clock ticking down to 2:50 left to go in the game. I was trying to hold on here for the 31-10 victory. Breaks it through. He's got room. Down the sidelines. Dixon cutting it back. And he gets to the 42-yard line. Another big run for Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, my goodness. Javonte Nickerson with a touchdown-saving tackle there.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Yep.
Stayed inbounds.
And Jacoby's going to come out, and that probably is going to, as Blackshear comes in, and Jacoby's going to get a nice hand. That's probably going to be it for him tonight. But another big game for number 9. And Cubs are going to call a timeout here. And so we'll keep it right here, Cubs. going to hold on here, and this will improve them to 6-1 on the season, and also drop Rudder to 6-1 on the season. But more importantly, Cubs going to 2-0 in district play.
That is the big key. We knew it was going to be a tough contest, you know, with an undefeated Ranger team coming in here.
Yeah.
But good job. Good job by the Cubs.
And, of course, next week we'll be making the long roadie up to Killeen to take on Ellison next week. And that'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame.
Next week.
Yeah. And then two weeks we'll be back here at Cub Stadium for the home finale, our regular season home finale. And off there.
You should have kept going on outside.
That's Tyron.
And I'm Sean McGarry, and we just got a note here. With 248 yards tonight, Jacoby Dixon's rushing total now 2,674 yards, and he's just passed Lamont Roberts, and he's now eighth all-time on the Cub rushing list.
Amazing.
Our thanks to Michael Gross
Quite
for
a
that.
Young man.
Yeah.
Quite a young man.
And still got two more years here. And however long this year adds to it. And I'm sure I'm going to take the knee here as the Cubs go into victory formation.
This is a really big victory for the Cubs this evening.
It is. And one more should do it. Final score, Cubs win it 31-10. And tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the postgame after 90 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. Corth and Lanky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at CorthandLankyWelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
All aboard!
All right, once again, your final score, the Cubs win it 31-10. And our postgame show is coming up next. Do we hear these words from our sponsors?
It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. Your wish will never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
As we come back here to the post-game show, Doug Brown with you here, and let's take a look at our final statistics as they came back here. And a big night for Jacoby Dixon again. He had 27 carries, 249 yards, 3 touchdowns. As we said, those rushing yards move him ahead of Lamont Roberts, now 8th all-time rushing for the Cubs. And also, you got Zyron Upshaw, 18 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. And Cartel Brown, 4 carries, 16 yards as well this evening. Passing-wise, Jordan Harvey didn't play in the second half. 6 out of 12, 56 yards in the first half. And Upshaw, 2 out of 4 for 33 yards. And Jacoby Dixon had 6 of those catches for 80 yards. And then Upshaw and Shugart each with a catch apiece. And then you look at the statistics for the Rangers and their quarterback, Javon Jesse, 14 out of 26 for 167 yards and a touchdown. And Brandon Cooks with 4 of those catches for 108 yards. Also, Jaquise Martin, 2 catches, 44 yards and a touchdown. And then rushing the football, their leading ball carrier was A.J. Morrison, 15 carries for 50 yards. And that is a look at the statistics. And we'll be back with more of the postgame show to hear some more from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407. For A Freedom Bail Bonds, se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Spicy food doesn't need to hurt or be scary. Just look at Whataburger's new Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double. It's got an approachable, friendly kind of heat. Not a terrifying kind of heat that melts your face off. Jalapeno ranch, pickled jalapenos, and cool, delicious jalapeno cream cheese all balance each other out for a delicious hot, but not too hot burger that keeps your face on your face. Right where it belongs.
New Whataburger Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double.
It's just a little hot.
Available for a limited time.
All right, now as we come back here, time to spin the highlights. And first of all, for the Brenham Cubs, they got the scoring underway in the first quarter. It was Jacoby Dixon with his first touchdown of the night on this 33-yard touchdown run. Jacoby Dixon finding the hole.
Oh, another nice
one. And breaks it back. Cuts it through. And he is going all the way to the end zone for the Brenham Cubs touchdown. And extra point is good. And they gave the Cubs a 7-0 lead with 4:05 left to go in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, it would be the Rangers getting a 30-yard field goal. And then in the second, and then Jacoby Dixon would get a 6-yard touchdown run again to increase the Cub lead to 14-3 before halftime. Give to Jacoby again. Trying to get behind the lineman, and he is into the end zone for the Brenham Cub touchdown. 6 yards out for Jacoby Dixon. Kick is up. And it's good. And so that would give the Cubs a lead going in the locker room. Then in the third quarter, it would be Zyron Upshaw taking over at quarterback, and he would score on this 3-yard touchdown run. Upshaw keeps it himself, and he's in the end zone.
Hey,
Cub touchdown! Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 5:48 left to play here in the third. And so with 5:48 left in third, that gave the Cubs a 21-3 lead. Then the Rangers would score. Jesse finding Martin on a touchdown pass. That would cut it to a 21-10 game. But then the Cubs would put the game away with 10 points in the fourth quarter. And it all started with Jacoby Dixon's third touchdown of the night on this 5-yard run. You to Jacoby Dixon, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. And then Blusinega would finish it off with his 22-yard field goal. A snap, kick is up, and it's good. And so with 6:38 left to go in the game, Cubs now extend their lead to 31-10. That put it, made it 31-10 Cubs, and that would be the final score. We're going to take another break. When we come back, Tommy will be down on the field with Coach Danny Youngs after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
All right, as we come back here, and for the post game, let's continue sending down to Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs.
Coach, solid performance this evening.
Yeah, you know, those guys are a good football team over there, and they played hard. You know, that was a battle from start to finish. They do a really good job with those kids, and, you know, they're going to be tough for everybody else the rest of the week. You know, and so, you know, I was proud of our kids. They battled, good hard football game, two good football teams getting after it, and, you know, let's go to next week, baby. We're going to enjoy this one tonight, and move on, get ready for Clay Nelson, who I think won tonight, so they're undefeated, and be a good game with those guys.
Another solid performance by your defensive unit.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Real disappointed with some mental mistakes that we had. You know, we got to clean some things up, and, you know, we'll take care of it.
Well, just a hard-fought battle, 2-0 in district. That's just what we want.
Absolutely, absolutely. Proud of the kids, proud of their effort. They really fought and battled hard.
Very good. Have a great evening.
Thanks, sir.
All right. It's Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs, and we'll be back with more of the post game. When we come back, we'll name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
All right, as we come back here, now time to name the Whataburger Wada Play of the Game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. They're open 24/7. And this evening for the Whataburger Wada Play of the Game, we're going to go with a play that set up a touchdown. And we go to the fourth quarter, and for the last touchdown for the Cubs, of course, we know Jacoby Dixon had a 5-yard run, but set up that run with a huge 55-yard run.
No doubt about it. And it's Jacoby Dixon. Jacoby Dixon made the play. He made some great moves, and you get him in the open field. And the only way they had a shot at him, it was one of the defensive backs had a strong angle on him. Otherwise, he goes into the end zone.
Oh, absolutely. And Jacoby Dixon, our Whataburger, what a play of the game. And back with the outstanding defensive and offensive players of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
All right, as we come back here, now time to name our offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game. And, well, for offense, you can't go wrong with Jacoby Dixon, 273 yards rushing, 80 yards receiving, and three more touchdowns on the night, another big evening.
I tell you what, such a very special young man, such a very gifted young man, and you can see it from up here. You and I can see it. Such a very humble young man.
Yeah.
You know, he's all about the team, whatever he can do to help the team. And he's out there doing every bit that he can.
Yeah. And then also for defensive outstanding player, we're going to go with another young man who had a great night tonight, and that's Mason Sieber. A couple of really key moments in the game, especially, biggest one being a huge sack that he had there.
Oh, that's right. He had a huge sack. You know, we needed to make a play, you know, on on Rutter, and Mason Sieber comes up and makes a huge sack on fourth down, turns the ball over, Cubs get the football. Mason Sieber, just an outstanding job. Our outstanding defensive player of the game.
And our outstanding offensive and defensive players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, Cubs win it 31-10, get the victory on Hall of Honor night. And also, now next week, that sets up, of course, we'll be going on the road to Leo Buckley Stadium in Killeen, where it's Cubs and Ellison, the next test ahead of them. But a big win here tonight, Tommy.
Oh, no doubt about it. This is a very, very good big victory tonight for the Cubs. And listeners out there, don't take it lightly. You know, we put them away, you know, in the fourth quarter. But I tell you what, Rutter's got a very, very good football team and a much improved program over there in Bryan, Texas. So, but huge victory here for the Cubs. So proud of them.
Absolutely. And we'll join you next week in Killeen, Ellison. Meanwhile, we got the scoreboard show coming up next with Grayson Oliver back at the studio. And in the meantime, I want to thank Grayson for his fine work on the board here tonight. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors for making it all possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.